Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer is in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
How do you create warehouse superheroes? The answer is simple, with visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus. With record demand and labor shortages, warehouses need more effective workers and lightning-fast onboarding. Visual voice scan solutions from ProSensus enable warehouse workers to achieve superhero performance with up to 20% improved productivity and up to 99% accuracy. Hands-free barcode scanners from ProGlove paired with wearable mobile computers is just the beginning. Improved mobile interfaces with reduced keystrokes, easy-to-read screens, custom keyboards, voice-enabled interface, and more can be realized with ease on the leading WMS platforms. Sound too good to be true? Let us show you with our one-of-a-kind virtual demo. Visit ProSensus.com to get started today. Again, that's ProSensus.com to get started.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at MODEX 2022. We are in the booth with Ed Kennedy of ProSensus. Former guest of the show. Great to connect with Ed here in Atlanta. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about his thoughts on MODEX, what he is seeing. It's day two here, so he's going to tell us a little bit about day one thoughts. And, you know, ProSensus is always keeping their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the material handling industry in terms of technology. So very interested to hear his thoughts on what he thinks some of the biggest things are coming out of MODEX this week. So, Ed, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great, Kevin. Great to see you again. Great to see you in this environment. You know, it's been a while since we get to go out onto a conference floor versus seeing it virtual.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's pretty interesting to see how busy it is. I think people have been, you know, itching to get out and do this type of thing. So how have you kind of seen the reception overall to MODEX just in the first day yesterday?
Sure. So, you know, I think what's interesting is there are certain booths that you saw several people deep, you know, so there's some exciting things being shown. I had a little time to walk most of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been attending either MODEX or ProMat now for close to 15 years.
Okay.
And I absolutely have seen over time the transition to a lot of more robotics.
Right.
Right. So you certainly see a lot of that, and people, you know, companies are obviously looking at that technology to incorporate into their business process as we continue in these challenging days of the labor shortage. So the booths that I saw that were crowded were, you know, companies that were more so addressing that,
okay.
or if their operations can't maybe accommodate, mm-hmm. you know, a full, you know, robotics environment. I saw a lot of interest in some of the booths displaying various different types of technology, anything from wearable technology to autonomous mm-hmm. type vehicles from companies like Raymond.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting to see just how all that technology is kind of developed over the last 2 years while we've been, you know, inside hiding, I guess,
yes.
in a sense, right? There's actually been a lot of advancement in the technology. So I mean, with that being said, obviously you guys are very into the, you know, the handheld and the voice picking and those types of things.
Sure.
I mean, what are you seeing that you think is in that realm for, like, kind of the next step?
Absolutely. And in fact, that's one of the things that we see and we're partaking here mm-hmm. as well. So, you know, wearable technology continues to evolve as right. our workforce by 2025 is going to be 75% millennials. You mm-hmm. have the Gen Z coming in. And so smart glass technology, mm-hmm. there's a great deal of interest in it because whether it's using augmented reality or some type of, again, voice combined with the smart glass
right.
for a more accurate, faster way of picking. Mm-hmm. And we're demonstrating it, and others here are demonstrating it, you can see their interests are peaked. And I think what yeah. has changed over the last several years is the battery technology has caught up. So, you know, these headsets now have maybe a 10-hour battery life, where in the past maybe it was like a 2 or 3. Mm. It wasn't very comfortable, but the technology has evolved even since the last Modex that I attended 2 years ago.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I think because I remember the 2 years ago you mentioned the Modex. I think like some of that stuff was just kind of starting to really come out. And I know that Zebra had one early on. And then I think there were some other ones that
correct.
I got to experience in 2020. And so, you know, it's good to hear that the battery is catching up and the comfort level is getting better. And now I think I saw you guys, I think I saw Chuck shared one specifically yesterday. So you
sure.
want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, well, the most important thing is the onboarding process, meaning that when they are ready to start their shift, that they can grab what they need.
Yeah.
They want to be able to pair quick and they want to get out on the floor. And when they're on the floor, they want to be able to work their entire time without interruption.
Right.
You know, they want to take their break and they want to use their break for their own personal time. Mm-hmm. What they don't want to be doing is, you know, running over to, you know, charging stations, things mm-hmm. of that nature. But one of the things that we have developed, and we're getting a lot of interest these days, is this whole gamification effect that's going on
okay.
right now.
Yeah.
And we have the ability to display on the mobile device real-time labor statistics.
Mm.
So it's very interesting. I've been talking to either prospects or our customers and asking, do you have a labor management system? And quite often you hear that either A, they do, it's not very sophisticated, or B, they're investigating it.
Mm.
But when you start to drill down, what is it they want from it? Sometimes it's very simple. They just want to be able to offer a way that the users can kind of compete with one another because maybe they'll work faster. So if
right.
they don't have a structured incentive pay,
mm-hmm.
I was told one example is just contests.
Yeah.
So for example, they might just announce, hey, for the next hour, whoever picks the most accurately will win this gift card.
Mm.
The problem is they don't know how a way to tell that who won just then, right then and there. They
yeah.
might have to wait till the next day to get the information from the WMS.
Data, yeah. mm-hmm.
So real-time statistics onto the mobile device, not simply on a big board mm-hmm. in the warehouse, seems to garnish a lot of interest here.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a huge thing, especially now, because the competitiveness of the labor is so huge,
yeah.
and it's so difficult to compete. And I think, you know, the gamification and being able to reward the employees and incentivize them in a different way is a huge thing now. I was talking actually the other day to a vending machine company,
okay.
actually, and they're putting in these vending marketplaces in distribution centers, and it's actually connected with the company. So in the example you gave where, you know, if you're picking the most pieces or something like that, you get some type of reward. Like for that day, like the company maybe would pay for everything you get from the vending area.
That's yeah. actually a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, it one of the things when I was talking to one of our software partners mm-hmm. is help educating their sales team of you want to be able to say, hey, if I can show you the ability to prove to you that you can get your pickers to pick faster, mm-hmm. you want to hear more about it. So, you know, talking about the gift card, but actually have like some type of a vending machine
oh, yeah.
that has like, whether, you know, it could be like $100 items, whatever mm-hmm. it may be, could have a gift card in it. Mm-hmm. It could be some type of an iPhone accessory, whatever it may yeah. be. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard in the past that Amazon does something like this
right.
to get people to pick faster. But the end of the day is you want to make sure they're picking faster, but they're also accurate at the same time.
Exactly.
And so here, you know, with RoSensus, we really believe in, you know, the visual voice scan solution mm-hmm. and incorporating, keeping scanning as part of the process. You know, in the past, voice solutions historically might have not incorporated scanning so much,
right.
maybe just validating a check digit when you enter the aisle.
Mm.
But we're seeing that that's extremely important, especially to the customers that are supplying the retailers, because they want to avoid those type fines.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, and, you know, that last point there, I mean, I've certainly in previous jobs dealt with having to combat fines from Amazon and stuff like that, and
it's a lot of
it's
time.
Brutal.
Exactly,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
I know.
And you can put so much time into it, and they'll just they'll still deny.
Right.
And I think the accuracy too is huge, not only just on that retailer side, like you mentioned, but it's also huge on the e-commerce side too. Because
sure.
if you think about it, you know, if you order something as just an individual consumer and you buy something and you get the wrong thing, You kind of lose hope in that company almost immediately.
You're always at the threat of the reviews, right? Because
yeah.
everyone looks at reviews these days before they make a type of purchase, right?
Yeah.
So nothing's worse than getting the wrong item shipped to your house, right? Especially if you're, even if it's sometimes it could be a wait of, you know, several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely want to certainly avoid that. I think the other thing is that, you know, we can talk all day long about the labor shortages, but
right.
I think what's real important is focusing on labor retention. You know, once you get that person and they're inside the four walls and now they're part of the workforce, that experience has to be exceptional for them as well.
Right.
I think it's very important companies show that they care, you know. So, you know, we talked about this in the past that, you know, maybe 10 years ago, you would see that they updated their benefits program.
Mm-hmm.
They updated the cafeteria, but now, they're on the floor, they're very smart. What they want to do is make the most money they can.
Right.
So they recognize that companies are looking, how can we get two people to do the work of three? And the answer is simply is by paying them more. But you don't want to just simply give them a higher hourly wage. You want to give them some type of an incentive, you know, incentive pay or, like we talk, some type of reward program. And the only way that's going to work is if they know how well they're doing right then and there. And one of the things that we have developed is if the customer provides their KPIs to us, and everyone knows, you know, how much a picker can pick in a day, they pretty much know their average order size. They pretty much know their average number of items on an order and the distance that they travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've, you know, the user would like a way like, hey, tell me if I'm walking too slow.
Mm.
So we have created a way that on the mobile device and the wearable that we can make it beep in different colors just as a little kick in the butt to keep them going.
Yeah.
And they want that.
Yeah.
They do.
I think they do, because I see, you know, from my experience too as a warehouse manager, you know, they like the feedback, even if it's not necessarily the best feedback.
Sure.
Like, they want to improve, and they maybe they have no idea that they're not performing at the level that they're supposed to.
Absolutely.
And if you don't tell them, but I think what you guys have created in that, the visual indicator there and allowing them to actually see it almost real time, I think gives them a chance to improve, not, you know, a couple days later. It gives them a chance to improve almost immediately and right away, and they
exactly.
know, like, they're off for the day, like, oh,
right.
I got to step up for the rest of the
yep.
day, and I got to do what I got to do. Yeah.
Exactly. And so one of the things that we also capture too is number of scans. So for example, if they're not working typically as fast as they should,
right,
and the supervisor wants to know, but if they say, well, look at my number of scans, I've gotten hit unusually high with a lot of
right.
items,
mm-hmm.
and then you have something to go back on,
yeah.
right? You know, so it's really important. And I think it also helps by providing these statistics, it helps with the coaching aspect mm-hmm. from the supervisor. So it creates again, we're back to showing you care. You
yeah.
know, you're not looking there to just like, what are you doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can give them statistics that can drill down exactly where the problem might be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and one area might simply be, you know, with the technology today as an accelerometer.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person's pick paths, you know, you can actually do a heat map, see, you know, mm-hmm. what they're doing in terms of walking around. And if they're just spending too much time walking, maybe they have to look at a better business process. We're talking to a client right now out in Chicago, and that's exactly what they're evaluating. Mm-hmm. They're like, we need to cut down the amount of time associates on the floor doing their picks, maybe right. move to more of a zone type pick.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's huge because the travel time, I mean, when you actually think about how much people are walking and moving, it's astounding, yeah. actually, in those warehouses. And the yeah. warehouses are just, they're just getting bigger. So,
yes. yeah. You know, one of our clients is here, and we found out something very, very interesting. You know, so this client is, we'll just say, a top 10 U.S. retailer,
okay.
and that which they have on staff, you know, their own doctors. Mm. And one of the things the doctor has determined that if in the picking process that they want to be part of the process of actually knowing what they're using,
yeah.
and if it's not an ergonomic type device or B, weighs too much, mm. then they're very concerned, you know, for carpal tunnel
yeah.
Over time. So, you know, it was very interesting to hear that they said, this is the maximum weight someone can wear on the arm.
Hmm.
And that was very surprising, and maybe that's going to become more forthcoming, you know,
yeah.
you know, down the road. So it's nice to say, you know, there's a manufacturer here, ProGlove, hmm. and they have a display on their scanner that you wear comfortably on the wrist. So if someone's used right. to wearing like an Apple Watch or a Samsung Watch all day long, it's no different in weight.
Hmm.
And so the mobile device can be mounted somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's pretty interesting because even as, you know, people are working longer too, sometimes doing
sure.
overtime and things like that, you know, it's just more strain and things like that.
Absolutely.
And those are the things that just kind of slowly creep up on you, and you don't really realize over time that it's happening, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're having these pains and different
yeah.
things. So it's an interesting point there. So I'm curious, you know, you guys are here for Sensus as attendees.
Yes.
You're working with a couple different of your vendors, meeting with a lot of people. So how has that been going, and, you know, what are you seeing from, I think you mentioned to me earlier before we started recording that, you know, you're seeing a lot of actual customers with higher interest than in the past this year. So talk to us a little bit about that and what do you think is driving that?
Sure. I think that, again, going back to these labor issues are real, mm-hmm. realistic problems, and they're not going to go away anytime soon. In
yeah.
fact, in our industry, they were already there. It's not exciting to work mm-hmm. in a warehouse, I think, is a problem, as a lot of these baby boomers have been retiring.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, what we're seeing is we're really showing technology. So we have brought some of our demos with us. We have, you know, video capability to show as well.
Right.
Some of our, you know, our biggest vendors are here. We can take some time and work. And we're really looking to solve these, you know, these business problems,
mm-hmm.
you know, and challenges that they have. And so we're asking the type of questions. And what's very interesting is, you know, 2 years ago or 4 years ago, you know, a lot was, well, in the mobile space, it's, you know, we have these Windows devices that are coming of age, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now it's like, okay, we have the power of Android, but now what we're really looking for is make us more efficient,
okay.
make it, you know, again, it's always about how can we do more? And I think, you know, you have seen as well, you know, because of the pandemic, if you weren't an e-commerce operation,
mm-hmm.
you kind of became one,
right?
Right? Because your doors weren't going to be open, and what that means is that they had no time to incorporate any of the automation you might see around the distribution floor mm-hmm. today. So and then they couldn't bring consultants in.
Right.
So what was the fastest way to get the people to work faster? Focus on wearable technology,
mm-hmm.
hands free. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's great to see that interest, I think renewed interest from people, and that, you know, they're actually trying to solve these problems. And, you know, I think in the long run, even though, you know, we're struggling on the distribution side to get, you know, employees and things of that nature, I think, you know, we're looking at things in a more strategic and optimized way. And
sure.
I think it'll be smarter for the businesses in the long run, and it'll just be better for overall employee well-being in the long run as well.
Absolutely.
So it's really
agree.
Great. Yeah.
Yep. And that's our pitch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, we gravitated to Android back in 2016. So our pitch really today is how to help retain
mm-hmm.
the labor on the distribution floor, and especially in the picking environments,
yeah.
to, in a way, and retention has to do it with everything of caring.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great stuff. And it's very interesting to hear from you. Obviously, you're a trade show veteran. You said you've been coming
yes.
for 15
yes.
years, right? So I'm curious, actually, before we wrap up, what do you think is the... In those 15 years, what was maybe the craziest advancement or most interesting thing that
sure.
you've seen?
And that's a very good question, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, even 2 years ago, or maybe, you know, ProMat the year before, I was very interested in the robotics,
right.
Okay? And there's absolutely a place for the robotics, the goods to you type systems. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting is there were some companies who were trying to, who developed maybe the Terminator type robot, right? And I, and they had it. They're no longer around.
Right.
And so you're absolutely seeing that, you know, in the robotics industry, that you got to be cautious because some of these companies got a great deal of funding, and, you know, and they're burning right through that funding, and then they're no longer here. So robotics absolutely has a place in any distribution type environment, whether you have the space for any type of conveying and sortation or shuttle systems, you might not. But these other solutions that are here, they certainly have evolved, and they're becoming more accepted. And what's interesting is even with, you know, we're a mobile solution company, but we are working with an IoT platform right now that will communicate to the robot.
Okay.
So, you know, to see where the robot's coming out to the, that's out there on the floor, you're doing the picking, but you're actually fulfilling it to a tote, and then that tote at a high speed is going right to the pack out station.
Right.
And that's a perfect example of like cutting down the travel time. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, with that type of robotics, you're certainly going to get that. How do you get two people to do the work with three?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's an interesting point. And, you know, it has been interesting to see that evolution even from when I kind of started this whole thing and I went to ProMat 2019. It seemed like, you know, it was robots where people were like, oh, wow, this is like really cool. But it didn't seem like, you know, we were totally at the point where we are now where people are like, like you said, like
working side by
side. We need them.
Yeah.
And they're in place. So it's been very interesting. So I appreciate that insight from your history of the trade shows, right? So Ed, thank you so much for coming by the booth here
at
MODEX. If people want to learn more about ProSensus, how can they do that?
They can reach us. They can find us at ProSensus.com or send us an email at info@ProSensus.com.
All right, great. And we'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Ed, enjoy the rest of your show.
Been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.